Good morning, church. How are you this morning? Are you good? God bless you. One more time. Once again, thank you for being part of this morning's service. Last Saturday, we had a great time. The Lord just crashed in, you know. We went into extended worship. But let's see how the Lord leads us this morning. And I want to thank all of you for being here, being part of Calvary Community Church. Come on. Amen. Thank you for your giving. Thank you for your fellowship. Everything that you do for the church and the community will bear fruit. Jesus said, your fruit will remain. And I know the fruits are from this community. I pray it remains for eternity. And thank you for your giving to PKK. Thank you for your giving for Transformation Lion. Truly, God is doing something in our community. God is doing something around the nation because of your faithful fellowship and your giving. Somebody say, amen. Are you excited for the word of the Lord? Amen, amen. Let's turn to Psalms 91. We're going to get into the Word this morning. And I just want to minister. As the Lord has been leading us on the subject of the presence. I just had a testimony. Somebody said that they're seeing this unusual sense of God. Unusual consciousness of God in their life last couple of weeks. And I believe God is awakening His church. God is awakening our heart to the very presence of God. Amen. I want you to just look at Psalms 91. I just got a few things to talk about this morning. We're going to talk about the aspect of hunger, the aspect of worship, and the baptism of the Spirit. But I want you to look at Psalms 91, which is a powerful word. Psalms 91, are you ready? Are you guys showing that? Come on. Mutton, don't fall asleep at the back, okay? Psalms 91. He who dwells... Come on, read with me. He who dwells. You guys went to school or what? No, not the elder ones. I'm talking about these guys. Okay, let's read together. 1, 2, 3. We're going to read from the screen. Verse 1, 2, and 3, okay? I'm going to establish some verses before we get into it. Let's go. 1, 2, 3. He who dwells will abide. And I will say... In whom I trust. For it is He who delivers you from the snares of the trapper and from the deadly pestilence. Verse 4. He will cover you with His pinions, and under His wings you may take refuge. His faithfulness is a shield. And I want you to look at this verse 1 again. Let me read that. Verse 1 says, He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High will... abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And verse 4, he will cover you with His pinions, not minions, pinions, under His wings, you may take refuge. Under God's wings, in His presence, you may take refuge. Right? I want you to look at another scripture, Psalm 17, verse show that over the guy, 17. Psalm 17, verse 5 says, Psalm 17. Come on. My steps, you have held fast to your paths, and my feet have not slipped. Verse 6. It's the guys, you have called me. Is that the words that I gave you guys? No, verse 8. Verse 8. Okay, here you go. Verse 8, 17 says, keep me as the apple of the eye. Keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. All right, chapter 19, 91, verse 4 says, He covers you under the wings. You know, under His wings, you may take refuge. And then this verse says, keep me as the apple of your eyes and hide me in the shadow of your wings. So we're talking about the wings, the presence of God. And last couple of weeks, we talked about the presence of God is everywhere, but the presence of God also can manifest in a certain way, the manifest presence of God. And we talk about the evidence and the benefit of the presence of God. When you are in the presence, something happens. The presence of God is the ultimate focus. It is the greatest reward of a man. All right, it is the presence. The highest achievement of a man it's not just how big is the church is, I believe. We believe in the growth of a church and so on and so forth. We believe in the ministry. But I believe the highest point or highest pleasure or highest achievement of a person, it is knowing Him, which is the presence of God. Somebody say, this is the presence of God. Somebody say, the presence of God. We are created for the presence. In the beginning, when God created us in the Eden, you know, the word Eden means, Eden means pleasure. Eden means something really delightful. So when God created us through His presence, for His presence, He created us in the pleasure of His heart. Amen. God created us in the pleasure of His heart. And tonight, this morning, I just feel like there's something about we recognizing we are under the wings. When we talk about the wings of the Lord, what does that really mean? You know, I want to just establish some truth here. You know, in the book of Deuteronomy 25, you will see when God was introducing the concept of His presence to the Ark of Covenant, to the tabernacle. How many of you know, in the Old Testament, the tabernacle of God is a symbol of the presence of God. So in the tabernacle, you know, the Lord told this. The Lord says, Moses, listen, when you're crafting the tabernacle, two angels, you know, make sure there's two angels on the Ark of Covenant that's overshadowing, there's wings of that angel will overshadow the Ark of Covenant. The Ark of Covenant is the presence. So there's two angels on the side to side, if you can see my hand, will overshadow the presence, the Ark of Covenant, all right? And that two angels will have their wings and they will cover the mercy seat as well. So when we talk about being under the shadow of the mighty God, it simply means that you are covered by the presence of God. Amen. So the angels covers that, and that's where God says, God told Moses, that's where I will come and meet you. Where? In the shadow of that angels, or right, in the presence. So when you look in the presence of God, there's no place in our life that we can ever, ever, ever better to be but in the hiding place of the presence of God. Somebody say? So the presence of God is a place that we are called to live, and it's a place that we are covered by. We are covered by the presence. It is like it's like an overshadow. Overshadow of the presence. You know, when you get into the presence of God through worship, to the reading of the word in a prayer, what happens? The person of God, God Himself, overshadows you. Overshadows you with His presence. So what happened to you? You are actually under a shadow of someone else, which is the presence of God. Amen. That's why Peter walked, his shadow began to heal people. Is Peter's shadow became a point of God's presence, because in God's presence there's the power of God. So when Peter's walking, his shadow started healing people. Why? Because he was overshadowed by the presence of God. Somebody say. And I believe this morning the Lord actually want to overshadow you and I with His presence, because there's something that God wants to release through your life that's going to impact this city. Somebody say. So the overshadowing of God is so powerful, because when you recognize that the presence overshadows you, and the presence lives in you, become a tabernacle, you overshadow wherever you go. You are actually, you know, you are actually shining the presence of God. When you are walking that awareness, your life will look very different. Amen. So this morning, as we are talking about presence of God, we're talking about the person of God, the power of God. God wants to manifest in all this moment. There's one key thing that I want to talk about this morning, is the very concept of hunger. Without hunger for the presence, you cannot enter the presence of God. You know, how many of you know that some of us already thought about lunch? You know, we it's normal for us to be hungry. How many of you get hungry? Right? It's normal. Auntie Amy, do you get hungry? She looked at me. He's going to call me. Yes, I know I was going to call you. How many of you know it's normal to get hungry? It's part of our human, you know, that's how God designed us. Spiritually, it's normal for us to be hungry for more of God. All right, it has to be the very nature that's inside of us, because we are born of God, born in the Spirit. We are born again, Spirit-filled, new creation of Jesus. We are called, we are designed to hunger for more of God. Amen. So hunger is such a thing, man. The proverb says like this, hunger is like this. Proverb says, the one that steals, because even if he's hungry, he steals, he has to restore back 7 times. So you see a concept. Hunger will cause you to do things that you actually don't want to do. Hunger will cause you to go places you never want to go. Hunger will cause you to look for things that you don't want to look. So when a hungry man, when somebody gets hungry, they get sometimes very hangry. All right, why? Because something in them like, man, I just need what I need. What I believe that David was writing in Psalm 63, this is what David said, Lord, my heart longs for you. There was such an hunger in the heart of David that every time he comes before God, he said, God, I must have more of you. Come on now. So the hunger is very key for you to enter the presence of God. This morning, I want to whet your appetite. I want to give you some appetizer, and I want to bring you to the main course in a bit. But I want you to know there's something about hunger, being hungry for God. There's something about God. I know you, but there's something more. The concept is from this. I want you to stay awake with me for a while, because end of this service, I believe the Lord's going to touch you and refresh your heart. All right? There was a lady that had an issue of blood for many years. Many years she had an issue of blood. And she was struggling with this condition of just blood coming out of her. And they said, when you have an issue of blood, most probably you're not married because you cannot have kids. And this is, you know, and so she had just an issue. She just was a woman full of issue. But she knew in her heart that even when I have issue, there's something in her caused anger in her heart. She said, in my issues, in my this pain, if I will touch Jesus, I will be healed. Jesus just walking by himself. Jesus didn't do some poster and say, yeah, I'm coming doing some healing crusade. Jesus just going around. Jesus wasn't even thinking about her. Jesus wasn't even focusing on it. Jesus going to a different place. But because this woman were hungry for her breakthrough and for healing, when she reached out to the hem of Jesus, the Bible says she got healed. Man, I was just thinking about this lady. Nobody taught her. Nobody gave her a clue. Nobody in the Bible, Jesus didn't say, if you touch this, you'll be healed. Nobody ever said anything about how to get touch in the presence. But she had this thing called, I need more of God, which is called hunger. And she went and taught. She went and just touched the hem of Jesus. Then she got healed. And that very thing touched the hem, right? In the New Testament, you see, it became a ministry model. It became something that they started practicing, because she touched, you know, healing came out of her shirt. Paul takes a handkerchief and say, take this and go. This handkerchief will heal many. What happened? Because one lady chose to believe and say, I am hungry for God at all costs. I'm going to touch him. And because I touch him, when I, you know, that breakthrough that I need, you know, because of a personal breakthrough becomes somebody else's breakthrough. So your hunger is so powerful when somebody's hungry for the Lord. Hunger is a form of humility. That's why James chapter 4 verse 7 says, submit to God. You know, submission takes humility. If you cannot submit, that's an issue of pride. But when you submit to God, submit to your leadership, submit to your husband, submit to your wife, when you submit to God and resist the enemy, until you submit, you cannot resist the enemy. You submit to God, resist the enemy, the Bible says, and then you draw near, the enemy will flee, and then you draw near to God, and God will draw near to you. That's the presence, that's the key. What is the key? Hunger. Which is humility. Which is humility. I'm just going to jump into a few. I'm not just going to preach longer, but I just feel like at the end we're going to worship for a bit. There's something happens when God touches you.
There's something happened when you're hungry for the Lord. Your hunger will lead you into a place I call an encounter with the presence of God. Uncle Michael, it would be such a terrible thing for you or for me to say, for you probably to say, I know my wife Annie Gao by concept. Yes, I know her. Just by concept, without any encounter experience. Does it make sense? If you have a husband or wife, you need an experience with your spouse. If you have a friend, we have an experience. Likewise, my friend, you and I are designed to have an experience with the presence of God. Somebody say, experience an encounter with the Lord. So we're going to look at one scripture for time's sake, Acts chapter 9. A man who had an encounter with the presence of God. A man that God completely shifted. It's, you know, something happened when somebody had an encounter with the Lord. The norm become something else. The natural becomes supernatural. When you encounter with God, the encounter with God doesn't just make you super spiritual, but the encounter of God changes the way a man thinks, a man behaves. I know that even when in the presence of God, when you get into the presence of God, spending time, when you are with the Lord, your thoughts are even influenced by the Lord. Your personality started changing because something happened when God encountered. I want you to look at Acts chapter 9, verse 1, okay? We're going to read this, and then we're going to just, I'm just going to give you a few thoughts, and we're going to pray. Are you guys awake? Are you guys here? Amen? Acts chapter 9, now Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciple of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked for the letter from him to the synagogue of Damascus so that if he found any belonging to the way, okay, both man and woman, he might bring them to bound them. Bring them to bound in Jerusalem. And as he was traveling, it happened that he was approaching Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him, and he fell on the ground and heard a voice say, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting my church? Why are you persecuting me? And he said, who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, who you are persecuting, but get up and enter the city, and he'll be told to you what you must do. Verse 7, then men who traveled with him stood speechless, hearing the voice, but seeing no one. Saul, verse 2 again, he asked for a letter because Saul was persecuting the church, and the church of that book of Acts, they were belonging to the way. How many of you know in the book of Acts they didn't recognize Christians at first as Christian or belong to this church? They knew them as the way, the people of the way. In the book of Acts, we read the book of Acts, but in the book of Acts, they didn't have book of Acts. They didn't have the New Testament. They didn't have Matthew, Mark, Luke, Luke, John, and all. They didn't have Revelation. They didn't have, what? How did they live? How do they live? Like, how do I know God? How am I led by the Lord? How? You know, right now, when we say we want to encounter the Lord, Uncle Auntie, we say, read the word of God, right? We say, we get into the word, we hear the voice of God, which is so powerful. We have this unshakable word, which is the manifestation of God himself. But in the book of Acts, you know how they were led by? They were led by a way that you cannot see. They could only hear, but they followed the voice. Saul was persecuting everyone that followed the way. Everyone that had anointing on their lives. Saul was like, I'm going to get them. I'm going to get them. But God, man, the power of an encounter with the presence of God. But the presence of God reached to the most darkest man, to the most persecuted. That's why Paul, in the book of Acts, he will write, oh guys, you don't know me, that I am the least of all. I am the least of all least apostles. Please don't brag about me. I am the least. Why? Because I persecuted the church first. But unless it was the grace of God, I am who I am. So Paul, Saul, the presence of God encountered him. Something happened to his life. This is the early church. There's so many instances, so many things I can talk about the presence of God and the touch of God. One of the most other beautiful example of the encounter of God, Jesus, resurrected King. You know, John, the last chapter, until you go back and read this, it's beautiful when the Lord, you know, will walk next to two guys in the road of Damascus. Is that how you say it? In that road, both of them will walk. Jesus, resurrected King, now stands in front of them, Ivy. If I were that two guys, probably I'll be weeping all my life. But God, Jesus is here. Jesus is here, the one that saved my life, the one that took my sin and my naughty, everything. And he said, I've forgiven you, he's here. But these two guys walking next to Jesus, but they cannot recognize him. These two guys walking, you know. Hey, you guys know what happened in Jerusalem? And Jesus is next to them. Yeah, this guy called Jesus was crucified, but he said we'll come alive. And they're having conversation about him, the Savior, next to him, but they couldn't recognize him. Until the scripture says, listen to this, I pray God will do this in your heart this morning. I pray God will do this in your heart this morning. Until Jesus lifted the scale, lifted something from their eyes. The Bible says their eyes were open to see Jesus and he vanished. What does that talk about? An encounter with the presence of God. We can be doing the Christian life. We can be doing everything we know. But could it be possible that our eyes have not seen the Lord? It's what happens, real encounters with the Lord, with the presence of God, changes the deep part of a man. If you're struggling in your life, you just need a touch from the presence of God. From the presence of God. Somebody say, from the presence of God. I just want to talk about when the presence touches somebody. I've seen a couple of people, auntie, a couple of people in my personal life that when God touches a man, it's as if God is just on their life. God is on them. God manifests himself through that person and through their life. I've seen that. I've seen and I've walked with people that you know and you know and you know that God is on their life in a magnitude, in a measure that you cannot. One of the great example, actually, the father of this house, Pastor Benedict Rajan. I remember first time I'm meeting him, I was like, there's something different about Pastor. How many of you have had that before? That this man is very different. All the pastors I've met, there's something about him very different. Then I told myself, you know what, Lord, I'm going to follow him. As I've, you know, and of course I followed Jesus, I'm going to follow this man. I remember going to India with him. It's impossible for you to go on a mission trip with pastor and sleep after 5 a.m. It's impossible. You know what he does? When you're sleeping, you'll turn on the light. You'll off the light, turn on the light. Why? He's trying to wake you up. Why? It was 5 in the morning. You know, these days, I don't know, probably earlier. He wakes up in the morning, he goes like this, Lord, I worship you. I remember I saw that first time in my life. That marked me. I'm like, I've never seen anyone who are hungry for God at 5 a.m. in the morning. He was just praying. By the time 6:30 comes, he's the most energetic man in the whole wide world. He can go for a run. He does things like, I was like, where does he get his strength from? He's in the presence. A man who encountered the presence daily. You know, there's not even a trip that I've done with him that I've not seen him sleeping more at 5 a.m. I've never, with through consciousness, I've never seen him sleeping at more than 5 a.m. or sometimes 4:30 he wakes up. Goes and goes. On the light, you know, and sometimes I'll fall asleep. He'll on the light and then he will, you know. After you finish, if you fall asleep, you go like, you had a good sleep, huh? He'll say like that. And then you go, no, Pastor, I was sleeping, but I was praying and sleeping. And then one time I caught him praying and then falling asleep. Then I on the light and I ordered the light. There you go, wake up. So we're talking about a man that walks with God, encounter with God. I have met, by God's grace, I met a couple of people in my life that oh man, they when there's something about that person that, listen to this word carefully, that God is attracted to. But God will say, like, I want to be there. When that person shows up, I want to be there. I want to be there. I remember, I grew up, you know, I'll share this story, two more stories, then we pray. Is that okay? Those who are sleeping, say amen. That's my favorite. The uncle just woke up. Just kidding. I remember I grew up, you know, I just a little bit of my personal story on the presence, on the encounter that we're going to pray. You know, I grew up in a Christian family. My mom and dad, they, as soon as I was born, actually my grandma took me, and you know, with my mom and all of them, say, God, we give this child to you as a servant of the Lord. I didn't ask for it, but they asked for it, and I ended up doing it. So I grew up, my mom, grandma would say, we prayed for you. I'm like, who asked you to pray, huh? But anyways, God knows everything. So they prayed for me. And then as I'm growing up, my dad would say this, you know, at 7 o'clock in the night, you have to go and pray. Before dinner at 7:20, 25, you have to pray first. It's as if like we were in a prison of the Bible school where you have to pray first before you get your meal. I used to go, God, I'm hungry. So natural hunger became a spiritual hunger. So what happens, 7 o'clock, I'll go until today. When it turns 7, so let me tell you, so 7 o'clock, I'll go and pray, God, I don't know, sometimes you don't even pray as a young boy, you're just watching around, God, okay, now I prayed, come back. But as I was practicing the presence, as I was practicing my time with the Lord, I realized I wasn't recognizing the presence, but the presence of God were recognizing me. The presence of God came very close, I didn't even know that. So 13 years old, some of you don't know this story, 13 years old, the preacher comes and say, oh, rah, rah, shah, rah, rah, you can have a Holy Spirit. He'll become a friend and he'll talk to you. I was like, oh, I want that friend. So one night I remember going to my room. I said, oh, they said this Holy Spirit will help. I want that Holy Spirit. Because I'm so used to 7 o'clock prayer. I went to my room and I prayed first day. Nothing happened. Second day. On the third day, my room door was closed. I literally felt somebody walk into the room. I was scared, but suddenly I felt the atmosphere in my room. Somebody say atmosphere. In my room began to change. And I began to cry. I began to weep. I began to like, I knew. Holy Spirit walked into that room. And he laid his hand on me and he said, Johnny, I love you. And I'll take you to nations. That's the first time I ever heard the voice of the Lord. He said, I'll take you to nations. And as he lay hands on me, I would want to open my eyes because I don't know. I wasn't so familiar with him, but he felt like he was familiar with me. It was like discomfort kind of thing. And I was just, as I was just crying, suddenly I began to pray in the tongues. Out of that, I began to pray in tongues for hours. I came down from my room. My mom said, what happened to you? I said, I just had an encounter with the Lord at the age of 13. And every time when 7 o'clock hits in my time, until today, when 7 o'clock hits in the cool of the day, I'll feel His presence. No matter where I'm at, I'll feel His presence. We're talking about encountering the presence of God. I'm sure you have stories like this too. But that encounter is like as if it was the spark of the great hunger I had for God and the things of God. Great hunger. Apart from meeting from Pastor Rajan, I was hooked on, I was glued to this man called Pastor Benny Hinn. How many of you know Pastor Benny Hinn? You don't know? I like him. If you guys don't like, it's okay. Pastor Benny, let me talk about this guy a little bit. Because Pastor Benny, there you go. Pastor Benny, look at that. The guy with the gray head. I'm not sure if you can see. Yep, on the middle. Right, on the middle. Take that off, guys. I look different back then. Matan, don't sleep, Matan. Come on. Okay. So I remember in my Bible school, the Lord told me, what do you want for your birthday? I didn't ask God for money or anything. I said, Lord, I'm hungry. And I've seen Pastor Benny move in the spirit. He is, you know, he will be preaching in his crusade. And people, they will bring dead people and they've seen dead people rise up.
they bring ambulance and people get here. You know, we're talking about America. Like, if it's Asia, it's okay. No, we are very spiritual. You know, these things are normal. But in America, everything you do, you must give an answer. Like, they analyze, like, how do you know it's anointing? How do you know it's God? Maybe it's a song, whatever. You know, these are the things that they talk about. In that place, this man was shaking the nation for God. The power of God all over this place. My people were getting saved all over America. So I was glued to the presence on his life. Not just him. I was glued to the presence of our life. This man, there's something about him. I need Lord. There's something about him. I want to walk in this kind of thing. I remember praying for in that birthday. I said, Lord, I want to meet Pastor Benny. I don't know. I was in America. I don't know where he was. And it was, long story short, in December, during Jesus Image, Michael Cleano's conference, 2017, my friend Johnny said, hey, we're going to this conference and Pastor Benny is going to be there. I was like, man, let's go. Took some time off and we went to meet Pastor Benny. I tell you, Pastor Benny was on the conference, huge conference. And we're talking about 5,000 people. Pastor Benny goes like, Holy Spirit is here. That's how he talks. He's here to touch you. And he's talking like that, right? And the moment I heard his word, I started crying. I'm like, oh my God. It wasn't filled with the Holy Spirit. I was like, oh man, I love his voice. I was having this moment with him. I was like, man, I feel like I'm in love with this guy. You know, I'm straight, don't worry about that. But I'm like, gosh, like, then I walked to the car. I'm just like, God, this guy that God used powerfully, right at the back. And I'm crying, okay? I'm crying, God, Pastor Benny. My friend said, Johnny, it's okay. It's just Pastor Benny. And then later, my friend were like, you know what, Johnny, we're going to meet Pastor Benny in the green room. I was like, oh, God, my prayer. So they took me and my friends went to Benny. And Benny is sitting there. I am sitting here. Thought, why is there a couple of other evangelists here? My eyes were glued to Pastor Benny. I was like, man, I checked him out like nothing. Like, I don't think I've checked out any girls like that. But I checked out him. I saw his face like, Pastor Benny, the one that God used, the presence of God. I saw his coat as if the coat was like, full of oil of the Holy Spirit. I saw his belt was like a lion face on the belt. Who will have a lion face on the belt? Gold color, you know. I'm not sure real gold. Like, I'm just checking him out, you know, his gold. Whatever, like, he's like the man. And you know what he was talking about? He was talking about the presence of God. And before it ends, I go, Pastor Benny, you meet him. I don't know when I'll meet him again. I'm like, bro, better get some prayer, right? So I go, Pastor Benny, everybody looked at me. I had a dream about you, that you were laying hands on me. Pastor Benny went like, oh, kiddo, come here. I was like, man, this is my moment. All my friends look at me, you know. They were like, Johnny, can you get prayer from Pastor Benny in? So I go like, Pastor Benny, please pray for me. You know, I was wearing a jacket, blue denim. Until now, I have not washed that denim jacket. I'll be honest with you. Because somehow, I think it's going to cost $50,000, maybe 100 years from now, I'm not sure. But anyway, he laid hands on me. I tell you, the moment he laid hands on me, I closed my eyes. I felt the presence of the Lord. Because I was hungry. I said, Lord, there's something about hunger. It was not by the man, auntie, but it was the God that was on that man. It's different. Who? I felt boldness. I felt the presence of God just come like a jacket, not the dove of the Lord. Like, oh, I felt like, man, there's something was important. In that moment, I said, Pastor Benny, wait. I went and took my Bible. I said, Pastor Benny, can you sign my Bible? And he said, of course, kiddo. And he signed his pen. And I still have the Bible. Anybody wants to buy 5,000 again? Just kidding. Jokes. So, and he left. He walked away and left. I tell you, that honestly changed a part of my heart. After that, I walked in such a boldness to talk to, I tell you, I was so intimidated to talk to white people, to be honest with you, because they're English or whatever. Sometimes I get intimidated. But after that, laying hands of the Holy Spirit empowering, until I became so bold to talk to anyone on the streets. There's a power of God. When the Holy Spirit comes on you,
when you have an encounter with the person of the Holy Spirit, the book of Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says, He will empower you with the boldness of the Holy Spirit. Somebody say, Amen. It marked me. It marked me. A man of the presence. You know why sometimes we walk as if we don't have the blessing, we go around and we don't know what to do? Because we have not touched the presence yet. You have not touched the presence. You know about God, but you have not touched Him yet. This morning, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, I say this. God wants to touch so many of you afresh this morning. Hallelujah. I'll touch you afresh this morning. I'll share another story and then we're going to pray. There's another lady that, you know, we talk about platform, pastors, leaders, and then we talk about anointing. Some of you are thinking, how does it apply for a businessman or whatever? I remember meeting this cute, beautiful old couple in the school of ministry. They were, you know, white hair, you know, their grandma looked like as if she was from the Titanic movie, you know. She was her husband and wife. They came to share in our small group. When I saw them, this is what I saw. I saw the radiance of God's face on them. I saw, Auntie Anna, I was like, something different about these two couple. They were holding a big Bible, like, there's something so different about this. You know, I mean, like, it looks like they have touched the Lord. When they came and said, the room will fill with the presence of God. Suddenly, atmosphere shifted. Suddenly, you're aware of God. How do you know God is in a person? You suddenly have thoughts about God. Suddenly, you feel more hunger. You feel like drawn to that person. That's anointing, right? So, suddenly, there's a presence in that room. So, I asked the leader who brought them, why you brought them? They said, watch what they're going to share. This is what the presence does. We're talking about the Word of God. We're talking about when the Word of God encounters you. So, whenever they walk early morning when they pray, Auntie, this is what happened. Whenever they pray, an angel of the husband and wife, an angel of the Lord will come appear in front of them. So I asked, what happens when the angel comes? This is what happens. They open up to a particular chapter. I don't know. I think it was Psalm 76 or 78. I'm not sure. They open up to a particular chapter. This is what happens. Whenever they open up to the chapter and begin to just... No prayer, how they just begin to be aware of the presence of God. Literally, we saw that in that book, okay? Literally, the Old Testament where God fed the people of Israel with manna. Do you remember that? That manna will appear on their Bible. And I was like, I said, even really true. That's what I thought. But they opened up the page and they showed us there was like this ring, like oil, you know, like, you know, when you take chapati, put it on your paper or whatever, you know, roti canai, whatever. So it's like that circle is there on that particular chapter. So one of our friend touched it. It fell on the under the power of God on that particular page. And then they open up another page and say, whenever we pray, they're very simple couple. They say, whenever we pray, when we open this page, how many of you know the anointing is like oil? The scripture says anointing like oil. The oil of God will come out from the Bible. God will begin to manifest. We talked about the manifest presence. God started manifesting powerfully through His presence. Oh man, that two couple, I tell you, they were just like, you just felt like, man, these guys just touched the Lord already. Because you touch God, God will touch everyone that come in touch with you. So everyone, people just can't. Why am I sharing this? I feel it is impossible for us as a church to come together on Sunday service, Saturday service, in a gathering, and not encounter the presence of God. And there's a shift that's happening all around the world, church. I say this with the fear of the Lord in my heart. The shift is God. It's meeting His people. God is encountering His people. It's time for you and I to hunger for such a presence of God, that the presence of God will mark you and I. The presence of God will mark, you know, your life and my life. You know, it's like this. The presence of the hunger is about the passion. When you are hungry for God, your passion will begin to change. Passion is born out of an encounter with God. We're talking about passion this morning. Before I pray, you know, something. Sometimes we are passionate about this thing. We are drawn to this thing. But there's something that happens to us when we say, Lord, I am passionate about you. That's why the songs clearly describes, you are my first love. God, burn in my heart like a fire, God. That's the prayer. Burn in my heart, God. God, let your fire of the Holy Spirit grip my heart. That's the passion that God wants to come into every encounter, that everything that's normal, when you feel like everything's normal, mundane, boring, no zeal, you just need one encounter in the presence of God. It changes everything. Encounter with God doesn't make you a super spiritual. You go like, oh, it was so spiritual. No, encounter with God make you very small before Him. Encounter with God make you so drawn to His presence. Real encounter with God doesn't promote pride, but real encounter with God transform the way you think, the way you live, the way you plan for your future. If you're struggling this morning, if you are disappointed this morning, I want to encourage you, come to the presence of God. Get into the presence of God, because there's no other place we can live from but the presence of God. The power of God. God wants to touch us. God wants to commune with us this morning. As I ask the worship leader to come, I really feel this morning there's an encounter the Lord want to give to you before you go. Some of you, you might just feel like your hand is shaking. Some of you feel like crying. Some of you feel like there's something's happening to your heart. No matter what, however the Lord wants to touch you, He wants to touch you. John Gillick, a man God used powerfully, church, that, you know, he was, you know, the pictures on the screen. He went to Africa and he said, I want to challenge you. Put that virus in my hand. That was Africa was going through a pandemic. He said, put that virus in my hand and you will watch that virus die because of the presence of God inside of me. House of God, the tabernacle of God. And the scientists watched, you know, the virus die under the scope. They saw that the virus die as soon as it touches John Gillick. And John Gillick was the man that cried out to the Lord for an encounter. This, you know, this, one of his stories, he went to the room and said, God, I pour out my soul to you. I pour out my heart to you. Lord, I'm waiting on you. He was hungry for God. One fine moment, the power of God came on him. He said this. This is from his diary. He said, I felt the presence of God like a liquid love electrifying my body. An encounter with God. An encounter with God. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but I feel God is about to encounter you today. God is about to encounter you tomorrow. This week forward, I really sense, even in your car, suddenly you will have an encounter with the Lord. Encounter could be just this drastic moment, or encounter could be while you are reading your Bible, a simple revelation just comes to your mind and say, I love you. What did you stand your feet this morning as we end our service? Let the presence of God touch us before we go. How many of you feel like, oh, Pastor, I just need a refreshing time from the Lord? I need a refreshing time from the Lord. I need a refreshing touch from the Lord. I want you to just stand your feet this morning and hold the presence of the Lord. Let the power of God touch wherever you are right now. I tell you, last service we saw the Lord just move powerfully. But I want you to stir up your hunger right now. If you have that person who say, Pastor, I just need that gift of hunger. I've lost it. I need that gift of hunger. If you will say that, I want you to say this simple prayer with me. Say, Jesus, mark me with your presence. Jesus, I surrender to you. This morning, fill me afresh. Power of God is all over this place. Before we worship, come on, let the Lord touch you. Let the Lord touch you right now. Come, Holy Spirit. Come on, hunger for Him. God, touch me, God. Wherever you are right now, let the Lord just touch you. Lord, touch me. Let your presence touch me, God. Let your presence touch me, God. Let the presence of God touch wherever you are. A fresh touch from the presence of God. Surrender us, Lord. Stir up the gift of hunger. Say, God, touch me this morning. I am tired probably. There's more of you, God. There's more of you all over this place. There's more. There's more. He comes to the one that hunger. Hunger is humility. Say, Lord, you are the one who saved me, God. Lord, you are the one, God, that I hunger for. If my heart have grown cold, I come back to you, Lord. Calvary Community Church, this is the church of His presence. We are a church that God has chosen to host His presence. This is the church that will see, that will manifest, God will manifest His presence like never before. Why don't you lift your hands to heaven as we begin to sing this song and just worship the Lord just a few moments before we go. Come on.
You are my Father, provider, you're my deliverer. Your mercies embrace me, surrounds me to your everlasting life. You are my Father, provider, you're my deliverer. Your mercies embrace me, surround me through your everlasting love. And Father, I worship you. We worship you. And Father, I worship you. Come on, let's sing. And your love is for me. And your love is for me. And your love is for me.
And your love is forever.
And your love. Your love is for me. And your love is for me. And your love is for me.
And your love is forever. And your love. And your love is for me.
And your love is for me.
And your love is forever. And your love. Come on, let's just worship the Lord tonight, this morning. And your love is for wherever you are right now. Let Him wrap you around with His presence.
And your love is
forever. You're all I want. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. You're all I ever
needed. You're all I want. I know.
Sing, I know that you are. I know that you are. Come on, every hand slipped and I sing. You're all. As they sing the song, let the Lord draw closer to you. You're all
I ever needed.
You're all I want. I know, I know. I know that you are. Let the presence of God. Yeah. You're all. Draw me close to you, Lord. I know that you are near. Come on, from His presence. You're all I want. You're all I need. You're all I ever needed. You're all. You
Constantly. Come on, what in the presence of the Lord? I can face
tomorrow
because He
lives.
All fear is gone. Come on, there's power of God in this house. Come on, yeah. And because
I know
presence of the Lord, touch.
Glory.
Glory. Glory, yeah. Fire. There's a fresh fire on you, auntie. I see the power of God coming on you right now. Fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit. Take it. Fire, Lord.
Because he lives.
Fire. Yes. I can fake. Come on, build it up, guys. Come on, that's the power of the Lord in this place.
Because he lives.
Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. Fresh fire.
There
is God. Fresh Lord, fresh fire,
because He lives.
Come on, because He lives. Come on, one more time. Let's lift it up.
Because He lives, Jesus, I can face tomorrow.
All fear is gone. All fear. Come on. God has good things for you. God only has good things for you. His presence.
I know.
He is my future.
And life is worth of living.
Before we go, let's sing one more time. Because it's just the voices.
Because He lives, I can face tomorrow.
Power of God.
Because He lives.
Every pain leave the bodies right now. God is healing your bodies right now. I see pain leaving.
And because I know
fresh fire, Lord,
yours my future.
Come on, say,
and life is worth of living just because He lives.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
Look full
in His wonderful face.
and the things and the capture us with your presence this morning, Lord. Let the beauty of your presence, God, in the light of his glory. And come on, Church of Jesus Christ, sing it one more time.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face.
Let the Lord refresh you. Let the Lord satisfy you this morning from his blessing and his goodness. Oh, may he bless you and prosper you.
In the light of his glory and grace.
Turn your eyes.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face.
Glory, Lord. Touch us deep. May we never be the same again, God.
In the light of his glory and grace.
Sing glory, glory,
glory, glory.
One more time, glory, glory, glory,
glory.
As you sing,
glory,
let him fill you fresh this morning.
Glory to the Lamb.
Sing glory, 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 glory. We give you praise,
glory, glory. To the Lamb, glory, glory,
glory to the Lamb.
For you are.
The
beauty of the Lord in the atmosphere. Come on.
And
that's the beauty of the Lord.
We lift our voice in praise. You're the Lamb upon the throne.
For you are
glory.
Oh, his presence increasing this morning. He dwells in the praises of his people
upon the throne. And unto you we lift our voice in prayer. You're the Lamb upon the throne. For you are to be praised.
There's a river this morning. The river of God is flowing. Drink of Him. Let Him satisfy you. To you we lift our voice in praise. You're the Lamb upon the throne. You're the Lamb. You're the Lamb upon the throne. 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 This is a weighty presence tonight. It's a weighty presence. Just lean in just a little longer. Just a little bit, church. Is there anything the Lord wants you to give up this morning? Is there anything that you need to consecrate your heart into? Please give it away to the Lord. Is there something you need to go away from you? Give it to the Lord. Let His presence consecrate you. God wants to purify your heart. 100% to Jesus. Just wait a little longer for presence. Let him just come on you. Let Him just satisfy you. Let Him just rest you. And enter into the rest of the Lord this morning. Ooh. Keep playing. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. It's the awesome presence of the Lord. Come on, just commune with Him. Just commune with Him. Just commune with Him. Fellowship with the Lord. Fellowship with the Lord. You are the pleasure of God. He comes in pleasure. He comes in delight. Pleasure with the Lord. Just delight yourself. Say, Lord, I just delight myself in you, Lord. I just delight myself in you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for your presence this morning. Let me just read number 6 as we depart this morning. Number 6, I want to speak over you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace. Father, we thank you for your presence this morning. Thank you, Lord, there's a fresh touch and the anointing of the Holy Spirit over all your people. As we go out from this place, Lord, we pray, let your presence go before us, in us and through us. Lord, even tonight, this morning, even as we go in our families and lunch and different places, let us, Lord, tangibly feel your presence. May your presence be with your people and bring healing, restoration, and revival in our city, God. We give you praise and honor, Lord. Bless your people, Lord, as we fellowship together. Lord, build us, make us strong in you. And as for time and seasons such as this, make us a soul winner, Father. Thank you, God, in God's, Lord, in Jesus' name I pray. And everybody say, amen. Come on, let's give the Lord a mighty clap. Come on, let's do it one more time. Come on. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you guys. This service over. If you need prayer, we'll love to pray for you. If not, God bless you. See you next week.